Quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Of youth in and from care, from their lives to your mind.
Welcome back to System Kids. My name is Marie, and I'm very glad that we have Daniel and Lynn, the Voices staff team. Hello, staff team.
Hello. Hello, Marie. Thank you for having us. I'm so excited to be back on air.
Yes. And Daniel, are you there?
Sure. Yeah, I'm back. Hello, hello.
You know, just today is a very busy day with the CSA Empowerment Expo. So we've decided to pre-record today's show to make sure that the voices of young people are still getting into your head as we are busy helping folks connect to resources to better manage this lump sum of wealth, hopefully, in most cases. But we are representing Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network, which can be found at third floor, 61 Juno Street. If you want to find them on the phone, that's 204-982-4956 or toll free anywhere in Manitoba, 1-866-982-4956. You can also find them online on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Voices MYICN or Voices MB, or just send an email at ask@voices.mb.ca. So we are going to get right into it with our icebreaker. In the spirit of the CSA Empowerment Expo, and for those of you who've forgotten, CSA stands for Children's Special Allowance Empowerment Expo. How are your money skills? And do you have a tip to share that has worked for you?
Girl, I am not good with money. I have said this a million times on air and I will continue to repeat it. I am impulsive. I have not so great spending habits and my saving habits are even worse. So a fun little tip, I think I've shared it before, but one thing I always find is you need a credit card to get through most things in life. It's unfortunate. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. I hate credit cards. I hate all that stuff. But you have to have it to build your credit because one day I'd like to own a house somewhere. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. We get there. But because I can't be trusted with my credit card, I'll just be like, oh, it's okay. I can get a coffee here. I can get a bagel there. And, oh, what's a little trip to Dollarama? And Dollarama is not Dollarama anymore. It's Fiverama or something like that. And so I throw it in the back of my very messy storage closet. In case of emergency, I have to clean my storage closet to find it. And I will tell you, my storage closet is not an easy undertaking. So I must really, really want the thing that I am going to buy with the credit card to clean my storage closet.
Your tip is it might be necessary to have a credit card, but don't
hide it.
Easy access to it.
Yeah, hide it, give it to a trusted person, you know, put it in an envelope somewhere and, you know, forget that you have it unless, you know, like break open in case of emergencies. Mm-hmm. Really get in that emergency only mindset. That works for me.
And I have heard of people who like freeze it in a block of ice.
Oh, wow.
So how about you, Daniel? How are your money management skills? And do you have a tip to share with our listeners?
I think it's all right. I used to be really impulsive, like a buyer. But, you know, when you start working, you have to manage like your own finance. And for me, I think it is really helpful for me to do an Excel sheet. So like you have all your income and outcomes like calculated very clear, and then you know like your spending habit, and when you know your habit, you can make goals and adjustments, and eventually you can, yeah, make sure you have at least a balance. And then the next step, I can, oh, plan how much I want to save each month. And yeah, so I think, yeah, mine is not too bad as I was, but yeah, my little tips is like just get an Excel and just list everything out, and then you know.
Yeah, that's very smart. I had to do something similar. So my money management skills have definitely gotten better. When I was younger, I mean, granted, I didn't have much money to manage, so we were always a few steps behind. But it got to the point where when I was 24, claimed bankruptcy, and then when I was 27, needed to do a consumer debt proposal. So I struggled with money and making wise choices in order to stretch the tight budget that we had. But through both of those experiences, I learned a lot about tracking your spending, keeping track of, like you said, Daniel, what you have coming in and what you're spending. And since then, because that was a long time ago for me now I keep on my calendar, the calendar on our fridge, it keeps track of when are paydays and what needs to be paid on those paydays. So the first payday of the month is, the same list of things. The second payday of the month is the same list of things. In between, there's a car payment or insurance or home insurance. And then I love those months where there's a third pay period and there's no extra bills, just like the regular bills. There's no water or hydro or MTS that needs to be there, so you have a little bit of spending money. But yes, so for me, keeping a calendar so that I remember, I don't get surprised by payments being automatically withdrawn, and then ugh, you're paying $40 fee for your bank, and then $80 fee for the place that got bounced, and it's just no fun. So keeping a calendar, that's my money management skill tip.
Nice. Okay, yeah, for sure. Like, we do need like some certain level of planning and find the way that fits us the best. So, okay, here, like, we have our January calendar for Voices, and the first thing is Voices leadership team. So this is a meetings. We meet every Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30 in the afternoon, October to June. So it's open to young people in and from care, ages like from 14 to 24, who want to learn or practice different ways to be a leader. We are having a few projects on to go right now. So if you're interested, our meetings are in person or virtual, depending on the weather. New members are welcome in January. So please call in or me or our Voices number for more info. The second thing is we have our children's special allowance claim submission. So the online claims form is active now. So please go to www.csasettlement.com for more information and to submit your claim. You can also like print a paper form to complete and send back. But paper is like process like the processing time is like a bit longer, so it'll be slower than doing it online. So make sure you submit your claims. And the third thing is we have our ERCO Classic coming up like in March. It will be our 10th annual hockey games where our youth in or from care take on the adult supports and on the ice. So this game will be held on Saturday, March 22nd, and we needed both players from for the youth team and the adult teams. So if you're interested, no matter what your skill level are, we welcome you to join. Please contact me with my email, daniel@voices.mb.ca, daniel@voices.mb.ca, or you can call our numbers, which is like 204-982-4956. So the deadline for register is by Friday, March 14th. And if you need skates, helmet, or stick, please let us know because we can figure out for you. So also, if you missed the Moose game like giveaway last week, make sure you send us email or give us a call if you are interested in the upcoming tickets giveaway. So the next one will be February 14th, March 22nd, and April 12th. So yeah, we just need your name to enter the draw, and we'll pick your winners each Wednesday before the game. And if you are selected, you will get two tickets. So that's our calendar.
That is a busy calendar. But awesome. And young people, remember, this is your network. So if you want to get involved in anything you hear on that calendar, call 204-982-4956 or 1-866-982-4956 and ask Lynn and Daniel questions about what you've heard and how you can get involved. And remember, the network is for young people in and from care, ages 12-ish to 30-ish. We just want to make sure that you know this is your network, and we're here for you. We are going to look at our rights. So under the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, we are going to be looking at Article number 9. So under the UNCRC, children should not be separated from their parents unless they are not being properly looked after. For example, if a parent hurts or does not take care of a child, then they'll need to be provided with alternate care. Children whose parents don't live together should stay in contact with both parents unless this might harm the child. And under UNDRIP, Article 9 says, Indigenous peoples and individuals have the right to belong to an Indigenous community or nation in accordance with the traditions and customs of the community or nation concerned. No discrimination of any kind may arise from the exercise of such a right. So why are these rights important, and how do they impact youth in and from care? These articles speak to the right children and youth have to a sense of belonging and connection. Being connected to your family and to your community or nation helps you to form a healthy understanding of who you are and how you fit. When children and young people need to be placed with alternate caregivers or outside of their community, it is vital to find meaningful ways for them to have a sense of belonging and connection to their community, nation, and ultimately to themselves.
I think this one's so especially important because we all yearn for connection. And when there's an absence of connection, we really struggle. And sometimes we don't always find that connection in the right places or in healthy ways. And it's really important to be able to have those safe connections to be able to feel like we belong. So we don't have to find another space where we feel we belong. You know, that might not be the space for us. I just think that it's so important. So important. Family, community, networks, you know, the connections that a young person has when they enter care are sacred and should be upheld all times, always, as long as they're safe for the young person.
Your rights are interconnected. So always remember your 4 B's. You have the right to be healthy, to be safe, to be heard, and to be yourself. All right, well, we are going to take our first song break here on System Kids, and we will be back with you in just a few minutes. You are listening to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM.
We are striving to reach for the goal. Them a fight and a spite, you them in control. Them a real hot, but a long time, we are fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scream and a dream and a wish me for dead. But I got off with head. I know just now, we are scream and a cheer for the table. Them a plan out for bench and them rule supreme. Like a them one for clean. Well imagine, we are trying to move out of the shock. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop with clock. Guess I'm off we back.
Tell them so we bless. Tell them 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 so we still have life. We no stress. God light shine on we. Ya know a quest. Screw where your man want pray. We no press. Bless up who down when we the rest. Tell them we no block like that and we no this. Only follow me like peace so they my this. How come we still look clean and they my best? Eventually they will see who is watching over me. Make we shine like stars above and give love to who show us love to. We flying high like the morning dove. Got a rich look, your fit like glove. See life there. We a strive and a reach to be cool. Them a fight and a spite to them in control. Them a relax, relax, relax. But a long time, we a fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a God up we head. I don't just know, we are screaming and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out for entry and them rule supreme. Like and them one for clean. Well imagine, we are trying to move out of the shock. Them a crying and a spy and a try stop with clock. But guess how we are back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them 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 we bless. Now I see me spend my last to impress. Tell them me no waste my own me invest. Make them know me girlfriend want put in verse. Tell them me still look fine. I me still am blown them mind. So you now see me pressure no man like some piss. Now say we make our own a success. Now is it different but take we interest. Stay focused, me a time for progress. Now follow them like the road and beaches. No matter where a man want to me careless. And this me want you digest. We a strive and a reach to be goal. Them a fight and a spite through them in control. Them a relax, relax, relax. But a long time, we a fight for a slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a God up we head. And I know just now, we a scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out for bench and them rule supreme. Like on them one for clean. You can imagine, we a try move out of the shape. Them a cry and a spy, them a try stop with clock. Guess how we have we back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless.
All right. Thanks, folks, for tuning in and listening to that super awesome jam with us. You are listening to System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we are not live in studio today. I almost slipped up. I'm so excited to be back that I'm like, we're live, baby, but we're not. We are pre-recording today because of the CSA Empowerment Expo that we talked a bit about, or we will talk a little bit about in a little bit. So let's get right into our community connection. Who's our community connection this week? It is no other than Spence Neighborhood Association, and they are having sharing circles. So you can find these sharing circles every Friday in the Bear Den at 365 McGee Street. They are hosted at 3 p.m. and they are led by Counselor Michael Edwards. And he is a Master of Social Work and a registered social worker. So he sounds more than qualified to run these sharing circles and support you while you are being vulnerable with your community members.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly, for listeners who maybe don't know what a sharing circle is, would you be able to explain what that might look like?
So a sharing circle, from my understanding, and we've participated in quite a few at Voices, is just a round circle, no judgment. You know, we listen and we don't judge. We talk about the things that are going on with us, and we can be offered support and understanding from our community members. They might not always have advice or a magic solution or a magic wand to wave, but they can listen. And some folks might, you know, have gone through the same thing or are going through similar and can be empathetic to what you're going through. You know, in Indigenous culture, we say that sharing is part of healing. And when we share our burdens and the things that are weighing on us, you know, it lightens that load. And I think that these sharing circles are an amazing setting to be able to get together and share what's going on with you and be able to lessen that load a little bit. Because even though you might not have a solution, it feels so good to just let it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, I didn't remember to jot down their phone number, but can you remind them again where the sharing circles will take place?
Yes, at the Spence Neighborhood Association at 365 McGee Street.
Okay, great. Now we're going to move into child welfare in the news. And this article doesn't specifically touch on young people in and from care, but we know that young people in and from care form a large percentage of the demographic of people who will be served. So here we go. From APTN News by journalist Sierra Bettins on January 14th, Manitoba launches plan to end chronic homelessness. The strategy looks to move people from encampments into housing. So I know for some people, immediately the hairs on the back of their neck might raise because encampments haven't always been moved in planned and thoughtful ways. But let's dig in. After months of planning, Manitoba Premier Wab Kanew unveiled the province's plan to end chronic homelessness on Tuesday. People who have been living in tents, people who have been out on the streets, struggling with addictions or mental health issues, or that intergenerational trauma, we are committed to working with you to help you find your way home, Kanew said. The strategy, Your Way Home, Manitoba's plan to end chronic homelessness, includes a 30-day encampment outreach plan. After identifying a suitable site, community workers will help people living in encampments transition into housing. Outreach workers will identify their need and connect them to resources such as social housing, rental assistance, and mental health services. Once everyone in the encampment is housed, the City of Winnipeg will clean and decommission the site. Winnipeg Mayor Scott Gillingham said the city is working to align their homelessness strategy with the province's new plan. It takes a systematic but compassionate approach to help people who are right now homeless, moving them out of encampments into safe housing with the supports that they need, Gillingham said. It aims to restore public space as a safe, clean, welcoming area for everyone to use and enjoy. Tessa Blakey Whitecloud, the former CEO of Siloam Mission, has been hired as the Premier's senior advisor on ending chronic homelessness. She agreed that transitioning people from encampments has been challenging, but argued the housing gap is to blame. We are asking folks to move from encampments without having any housing options for them to move into, and without those housing options being planned with their specific needs in mind, Blakey Whitecloud said. We have been crying as a sector to say the solution to homelessness is housing units. Kanew also acknowledges the complexities of homelessness and its disproportionate impact on Indigenous peoples. More than 75% of unhoused people surveyed in the 2022 Winnipeg Street Census were Indigenous. Some of the people that we see are products of the child welfare system because their parents experienced in the 60 scoop and their grandparents experienced in the residential schools, Kanew said. In the long run, the province plans to increase the social housing supply, adopt a housing first approach, boost frontline staff, and invest in wraparound mental health and addiction support. Housing, Addictions, and Homelessness Minister Bernadette Smith said they're also adding 300 social housing units. These will be coming with supports in the next month, Smith said. We will be working with organizations to support folks based on their need. Some of those will be in Manitoba Housing, and some of those will be in community. The province said they've housed over 1,200 Manitobans in the past year. The Manitoba government has vowed to end chronic homelessness in two terms by 2031. Okay, so what do you guys think about that?
Oh, Tessa. Tessa, my buddy, my pal, my friend. You took the words out of my mouth. I was muted. I'm sitting here snapping, going, yes, girl, because that is, I think, one of the things that often folks that are making these plans forget to include is the voice of the people that we are serving. We need to understand that there are housing programs there, and when people aren't accessing it, it's because those housing programs are either not publicized or advertised well enough and people aren't aware of them, or because they're not fitting our needs, right? The people that should be accessing them, if they have all the supports available to access them and they're still choosing not to, it's because it's not a resource that's suiting the needs that they have. And we really need to focus on making sure that we are going to those folks first and saying, okay, what, you know, asking them the magic wand question. What does your ideal housing support program look like? What does it cover? What does it include? You know, how can we help you achieve, you know, having your voice heard in this matter? And then can we take this back with your consent to the people who are asking us to ask these questions, right? We have an outreach strategy. That's great. Gather the information and then make the programs based off of that information. Don't just, you know, crumple it up and throw it behind you and go, okay, that's great, but this is what the budget allows.
Right.
You need to make the plan fit what the people are telling you the solution is. That's just my two cents. I have many, many more cents, but we only have an hour.
Well, and those are good cents. And it's true, responding to the voices of people with lived experience is the way to create the most meaningful supports.
Yeah. And I think I noticed like their goal, their plan is like to have this like done like by 2031, right? And I do you think I'm glad to see like they changed the approach a little bit, like, and trying to give people options. And I think it is a good first step, although like we for sure we always like want more. But I think I'm more hopeful to see like what they have installed in the future for the people on the street, because you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You have to start somewhere. And I do appreciate that they talk about the impact that past attempts to clear encampments were not necessarily positive. By doing it this way, by meeting with people first and then working on the transition, that's a good first step.
Yeah, so they're asking people to like move with options or like plans and stuff, like, oh, you have to leave and we have no plan after this, something like that. So I guess it's a big like leap.
Yeah. And you know, when we bring it down back to even as Premier Kinyu said, so many of the folks who are living in these encampments do have experience in the child welfare system. I feel like this same approach needs to be reiterated before young people transition out of care. You know, have these conversations so that it's not just transition, but there was no plan made, or a plan that the young person didn't actually agree with or wasn't actually ready for, but have a conversation and follow the input of that young person about their readiness level. And then hopefully that'll lead to less young people falling through the gaps and into homelessness and into all of the other risky things that young people fall into when there's no good plan set in place for them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Premier Wobkinyu. We always love that you prioritize, you know, the needs and the voices of the vulnerable people that are in your care, and that we've entrusted you to steward all of Manitoba. So thank you for putting the spotlight there, because I know that a lot of folks make promises and they don't follow through on promises. And what we've seen from Wob is he puts the effort into following through on his promises. And I look forward to seeing, you know, what this initiative, you know, bears fruit for. I'm very excited for this.
Yes. Let's see. 2031, it'll be like sparkling city and everyone has their own safe place to call home. Beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to take another song break. You are listening to System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. When we come back, we are going to finish our conversation on goal setting. January is the month for new beginnings, and part of having successful new beginnings is making them sustainable with some manageable goals. So let's listen to this song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about goal setting. Here on System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM. And as I mentioned before the song break, we are focusing on goal setting. And this week, we're going to continue the conversation we started last week with our co-host Faith. But today, we're going to go into SMART goals. You may have heard that before, but if you haven't, don't worry, we're going to break it down today. So last week, we started with a conversation of what is goal setting. You know, goal setting is essentially looking at a desired outcome and figuring out how to achieve it. And why do we set goals? For our own growth, or to achieve an outcome that would help us to just feel like stronger and know ourselves even more. Everyone can make goals. Everyone can set a goal. Everyone can achieve a goal. We all have the same biologies in our brains that make us capable of pursuing a goal and starting and accomplishing a goal. But it's a muscle, like any other muscle on your body. You have to work it, and you have to work it continually to get stronger and to become more accustomed to the work that it takes to achieve a goal. And to achieve a goal often includes sacrifice. In order to achieve something that we want, a desired outcome, sometimes that means having to let go of other things. So for example, last week I talked about my goal of being an early morning person and being able to wake up consistently at 7:30, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to conquer the world. And in order to do that, I need to figure out how to let go of my late night addiction to scrolling for kitten and puppy videos, which is hard because they're so cute.
They are honestly just adorable. I get stuck in the same doom scroll, as they call it. I've been on this kick of stationery and like your dream desk layout, and I want all the stationery supplies, and obviously that can't happen. So I will look on TikTok rather than go and impulse buy all of the things on Amazon. So let's talk about more goal setting skills. Okay. So the one that we have for today is start at the beginning. So start small. You're not going to be a millionaire by the end of the week. And that's an unrealistic goal. It's more realistic to say, I'm going to put $10 away for the end of the week, and I'm going to put it in my savings. So understanding that we will achieve things in small steps, start small and grow from there. Meet yourself where you're at. If $10 is too much, $5 might be more your speed. Maybe it's a toonie that you found on the ground and that's going to go in that jar. Meet yourself where you're at and don't be unrealistic. Set goals that are realistic to achieve so that you can reward yourself positively when you achieve it. But also make sure that your reward matches reality, because I am like, I did so good this week, I'm going to go buy sushi. And then all of my savings went to sushi. So, yeah. I worked hard for that sushi. Okay. And for every goal that we achieve, our brains will get better at motivating us to accomplish a goal on a large and a small scale. We will develop and discipline ourselves over time. But make sure you celebrate every victory, even the small ones. So maybe you got an extra toonie to throw in that jar, and you threw that in that jar, and you didn't get that coffee that day, or you didn't get your sushi at the end of the week. And that's still a victory, because the victory is I kept that money in the jar that I worked hard to put there, and I didn't spend it all on sushi. And that is worth celebrating, because that is better than last week.
Mm-hmm. I know a victory that I celebrated the other day. Oh, it's so ridiculous, but I have an addiction to gummy candy and menthol because they're like just tangy and chewy. And I made it all through my grocery shopping. And even though Superstore is so evil that they put Mentos right at the checkout counter, I made it back to my car without any gummy candy. I had to say, it was a little victory. Have you guys experienced any small victories yet this year?
Well, I think apart from a release like gummy bears, but sure, I also have my, like, you know, weakness. I guess mine was like buying drinks. I like to fill my fridge with like all like unnecessary pops or things. Yeah. And sometimes you will realize, oh, I spend like 80% of my grocery money on drinks, and that's not healthy. I think this year, most of my shoppings have been like, yeah, I bring food only instead of like bring drinks home, you know? Mm-hmm. So, which is amazing. It's a big win for me.
It is a big win. Good job.
Woo, congratulations on your goal too.
Way to go.
Yeah. Thanks.
Mine's also related. I've been, I'm a muncher. I'm a late night muncher. And during COVID, the doctor scared me so much to stop biting my nails, because you're going to get COVID, you're going to die. So I stopped biting my nails. And I found that I just really need to be chewing something at all times if I'm anxiety or nervous or whatever. So, you know, I would just bite my nails and watch TV. And I substituted that with munching. And instead of my nails, I'm chewing on popcorn or jerky or pretzels or whatever. And I'd have all these snacks. And, you know, I really noticed that eating a good dinner on time and eating enough, but not so much that I'm overfull, I'm not munchy late at night because my body got all of the nutrients. So not grabbing McDonald's on my way home from work at either an early or a late time, but trying to get home and eat dinner at a good time with the vegetables, with the potatoes, with the meat, and, you know, a nice big glass of water or milk. I'm finding that I'm not eating as much munchy junk food late at night, and I'm sleeping and dreaming better. So that's been a goal of mine that I didn't really necessarily think of as a goal at the time, but I've noticed that the behaviors have kind of lessened, and that's a victory for me.
That's incredible. Way to go.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, SMART goals. Are you ready, folks? I love SMART goals. If you've ever been to Voices for any of our money management workshops or leadership where we talk about it, Lynn loves SMART goals because they're so smart. Okay, so SMART goals, what are they, you'll ask? Does anyone here want to guess what SMART means?
All that I have running through my head, and I don't remember if it was The Simpsons, but I used to hear it a lot in the 90s. I am so smart. S-M-R-T. Is that before you guys?
I think it is The Simpsons. No, we're there. Don't worry. All right, Daniel, do you have a guess?
Well, it must be something brilliant.
It has to be. And you know what? It is. So SMART is an acronym. It stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. So specific, the S. What exactly do you want? Measurable, how will you measure your accomplishment? Making it achievable. Is the goal achievable? Are you going to be a millionaire at the end of the week? Probably not. That's not achievable. Do you have the necessary skills and resources? I also don't have the necessary skills or resources to become a millionaire at the end of the week. So I do have the necessary skills and resources to not go to Tim Hortons and to put that $2.70 in a jar. Relevant. How does this goal align with broader goals? Why is the result important? And time bound. How long will this take you? How long will you give yourself? Set a deadline and think about those previous letters when you're thinking about your deadline. Specific, be specific with your deadline. How are you going to track your deadline? Write it down. Achievable, is that deadline achievable? You know, if there's other deadlines in play, make sure you take those into consideration with your deadline. So let's talk about, because the CSA is a hot topic, let's talk about the CSA. Mm-hmm. The deadline for the CSA is in 2 years from now. So if I need to get a lot of documents together, I have time to get those documents. So I can give myself good deadlines to get those documents in order to be able to reach my end goal of applying for the CSA. But I have some smaller goals in there, right? And how does these little goals, when you break them down? So maybe my broader goal is apply for the CSA, but I have to contact the CRA and I have to get some documentation and I have to find out what dates I was in care. And those are smaller specific goals. And I can make those each a goal in the broader idea of the big goal. So instead of thinking CSA is really, that application is really daunting to me right now, but I know that by the end of this week I can call CRA and I can get the form that I need that says that I changed my name in what year, because for me that's why I have to call the CRA, is I had to get my registry for my name change. So that's my first goal. My specific goal is I'm going to call the CRA. Measurable, how will I measure my accomplishment? Well, I'll know I've achieved my accomplishment by keeping track online on my CRA page, because it gives me a little tracker of if it's been processed, if it's been sent, where it is in that. And I'll know that I've achieved it when I have it in my hands, right? Is the goal achievable? Yes, because I'm giving myself a week to call the CRA. And that is achievable. I could make that phone call today. I could make it tomorrow, whatever fits with my time frame. And time bound, well, we've talked about a week. So I'm giving myself a week, because if I accomplish one goal each week in a couple of weeks, I'll be able to apply for the CSA, and I have a 2-year window to do that. So does that kind of make sense? Yeah.
That makes great sense. And I like, or with this example, like, is this goal achievable? Yes, I'm able to get this information from CRA. Do you have the necessary skills and resources? If that's a no, maybe you don't have access to a phone, or you get very nervous calling for help, or CRA can just sometimes be a headache to talk to you on the phone. So
yes,
maybe I don't have the necessary skills, but I have the resources. I can ask Lynn and Daniel to help me. I can ask the folks at Futures Forward to help me. I can ask my old worker to help me. So yeah, I think that's a really good example.
Yeah, it is a really good example. It like relate to what is in front of us. And yeah, good job, Lynn.
Thank you. I love smart goals. Can't you tell?
Lynn is so smart.
It's S-M-R-T. Okay, so speaking of fun things to do when you're setting goals, you need to take a break. So let's take a little break, reset our minds, you know, digest all of the smart goal planning, and listen to a beautiful song. And then we'll come back after that and talk about a few more fun things about goal setting. So thank you for tuning in to System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long speak up when you're wrong. If I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, don't take it personally. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. And it ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long
not waiting for your okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. And now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, and we are talking about goals.
And to recap, we just covered SMART goals, which I'm going to reiterate one more time, are my favorite because they're so awesome. And now we're going to talk about what goals are meant to do. So most goals are meant to increase something, make something, improve something, reduce something, save something, or develop someone. The hint is yourself. So we want you to gain something from these goals. There should be something positive that's coming out of these goals, and you need to create a system to achieve your goals. So ask yourself these questions. What do we need to do on a daily basis, a weekly basis, and a monthly basis? Write those things down. Marie talked about a calendar. I am a huge fan of calendars because you can write it down. You have your monthly spread, you write it out on the days. You have your weekly spreads, you write it out on each of those days, and you can have a little section that says, you know, what am I doing this week?
Doing, like, creating this system to achieve your goals really ties into the measurable part of SMART goals because, you know, if you say, okay, on a daily basis, I need to put one loonie in the jar. Then at the end of the week, you can see I put one loonie in the jar for every day. That was measurable. I did it. And then give yourself a little victory dance.
Yes, a little pat on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once you've got your calendar, you've set all your goals, you're starting to see the benefits of your hard work. You're going to see the benefits of your hard work. And you're going to wonder, why are these things benefiting me in such a way? Well, goals help you focus.
Mm-hmm.
Achieving those goals, setting those goals, planning for those goals, and making steps towards that end goal help you focus. They allow you to measure that progress, to see the fruits of your labor. You're putting in that hard work and you are seeing it grow in front of you, or maybe you're seeing it grow inside of you.
Yeah.
Goals help overcome procrastination. It takes 31 days, or I think maybe it's actually only 28 days to develop a habit. And goals, maybe a goal is to develop a habit of making better choices. Because I know for me, my goals usually revolve around making a better habit. Doing something repeatedly makes it a habit, and you're going to do it every day. And it's going to become something that is automatic that you're not consciously thinking about doing. And goals are rewarding. You know, you have your jar, you're putting your loonie in every day. At the end of the week, you're seeing that grow exponentially. And that's rewarding. And then you get to go and take that jar once it's nice and full and you've reached the goal, and you get to go and do something with it that is also rewarding. Setting goals contributes to self-improvement. You're working on yourself. You're investing in yourself, and you're investing in your dreams and the things that are important to you. And goals motivate you to achieve more. Once you can achieve those little tiny goals, your goals can get bigger and bigger, and they seem less daunting to achieve. And goals make that road easier. So maybe the road has a lot of potholes to begin with, and it feels really hard. But as you go in and you achieve each goal, you're filling up each pothole, and that road will get easier to travel on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is really important to remember that there are all of these really good benefits to it. And maybe it's because I'm all about journaling and we did a lot in school, it's really important to reflect a little bit, you know, whether it is on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, really reflect on that R of SMART goals, on relevance. Okay, so I've been working on this for a week, a day, a month. Is this actually getting me closer to my big goal? maybe I made my goal to always show up at school at 8 o'clock every morning. I'm going to be at school at 8 o'clock, no matter what. And maybe you do get to school every day at 8 o'clock, no matter what. But when you get there, there's no one actually there. So you have to sit in the hallway and you have to sit on the floor where it's cold and boring for an hour until anyone shows up. So it's okay to look at that goal and be like, maybe this isn't getting me closer to what I actually want. And it's okay to reevaluate and reframe your goal. And maybe your goal was to be able to just be on time. So showing up at 8:45 is okay.
I love that. Yes. And that makes me think about the priority of the goal as well. Your goal shouldn't ever take anything, right? They shouldn't make something harder for you. So not in a way that you're going to struggle. Yes, getting up in the morning is hard because the pants don't want to go on and the coffee doesn't want to go fast enough and all of the things. But it really makes me think of maybe I want that Michael Kors purse real bad. And I'm saving really, really hard to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saving money from, you know, not buying my cigarettes, and I'm not saving money by not getting my coffee, and I'm not saving money by not having impulsive Dollarama trips. I'm saving money by not paying my phone bill, or I'm saving money by not prioritizing my rent or proper groceries instead of fast food. Those things, you know, my basic necessities and my needs, I shouldn't be taking from those because I want a Michael Kors purse. And like, let me tell you, oh, it's so pretty and I look at it all the time on the website, but I need to be happy and healthy and safe and have all of my basic needs met before I can have those extra needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe my realistic goal is make sure that I spend all my money on my basic needs before I spend all my frivolous needs and cut the frivolous needs to be able to buy that Michael Kors purse on Boxing Day sale next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Lynn, for walking us through SMART goals and like the purpose and prioritizing goals. This has been a great show. And as always, we are at our limits for today. So if you have any questions about goal setting, and I know the examples we used today were pretty light. But if you have specific examples about goal setting, for example, you're thinking about what's happening after you turn 18, and maybe your goal is to have your own apartment or to have a roommate or to work or to go to school, whatever your plan after care is, if you think you would like to talk to someone about the goals that you have, please reach out to your Youth and Care Network. Call Daniel or Lynn. Remember that number, 204-982-4956, and let them walk you through, you know, how to set some small achievable goals that will lead to your big ultimate goals, because we want nothing more than for you to grow and develop to your best potential.
Yes, and we have worksheets. I have beautiful worksheets for the SMART goals that I would love to share with everybody. So please, please, please just call us if you want any support or need any support with your goal setting, because we love goal setting at Voices.
Yes.
So I guess, like Marie said, we're at the top of the hour. We're done. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Community Driven Radio. We would love to hear from you. Send an email to us at ask@voices.mb.ca or call Voices toll free from anywhere in Manitoba, 1-866-982-4956. And until next week, goodbye, fam. We love you.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Ciao, Bella. Ciao.
You guys.